a volcano waiting to explode. That is how a lawmaker has described the situation in Libya, despite the government's claim that it is still in control of the state. On Sunday, gunmen in armored vehicles attacked the National Parliament building in Tripoli and suspended its work. Libya was thrown into turmoil on Thursday after renegade army units loyal to retired General Khalifa Haftar launched an operation in Benghazi to force powerful militias out. The interim government then declared a no-fly zone over Benghazi and said that Haftar had no mandate for that operation. So far, nearly 80 people have been killed in clashes. There are also reports of offensives on a military airbase and a private television channel. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Mr. Jamal Wakeem, who is a political commentator, joining us live now from Beirut. Mr. Wakeem, thanks very much for joining us. Now, do you believe that the Libyan government is in control of the state?
I don't believe so. I believe that the government in Libya is under a big threat by General Haftar. And I believe that the current situation in Libya is much affected by what's going on in Egypt. After the ousting of the Muslim Brothers in Egypt, I believe that their allies in Libya are under threat to be ousted also. If we go back 2 years ago, after Colonel Gaddafi was deposed, he was replaced by Islamists who were close to the Muslim Brothers in Egypt. And this was in preparation for the rise of the Muslim Brothers in Egypt to power. But after their downfall in last July, the chances of an Islamist regime in Libya started to be meager and weak, especially if we knew that eastern Libya was always under the influence of whoever ruled Egypt. And now we have a rising star in Egypt, which is former Minister of Defense Abdel Fattah Sisi, who is a staunch anti-Islamist. So that's why I believe that the current situation in Libya will continue. And with the rise of Sisi to power, with his with him becoming president, I believe that the current government in Libya will have weaker chances to remain in power. And most probably, I believe that chaos will prevail until then.
Right, and you, Mr. Wakeem, you know, NATO was heavily, obviously, involved in the downfall of Gaddafi, as we all know. What exactly went wrong in NATO's actions in Libya that we are now in this situation? Did it not foresee the situation as we have it right now?
I don't believe that NATO will be able to intervene on large scale. I believe that they will be on standby just to make sure that this instability in Libya would not outburst into touching to the security of neighboring countries, but mainly to affecting the security of southern Europe, especially if we know that Libya is very close to Sicily and other European islands, including Malta, which are very close to the European mainland through Italy.
And so finally, Mr. Wakeem, if there is perpetual chaos in Libya, what does that mean for Europe, for the Arab world, for Africa?
Instability in Libya will affect the stability of Algeria, especially in its eastern part. It affects the security in Egypt, especially in western Egypt, and it also affects negatively the security of southern Europe, because in the past decade we always saw that refugees from Africa had used Libya as a stepping stone towards their final destination in Europe. So I believe that this instability will be controlled. It will be confined within the borders of Libya, and much of the situation will be resolved after the election of Abdel Fattah Sisi in Egypt as a president. In this case, most probably Abdel Fattah Sisi will cooperate with the Algerian government to impose stability in Libya, and Of course, this will affect the chances of the Islamists to maintain power in Tunisia.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we appreciate you speaking to us. That was Jamal Wakim speaking to us live from Beirut.